I don't know about you, but I can't get this oil leak off my mind. Sure, I get distracted and excited by magnificent life going on as usual around me, but when the dust settles and I have a chance to look out the window at the ocean, it's the first thing that surfaces. It's time for radical change. It's time for sacrifice. I ask myself, what have I sacrificed? Yes, I've been driving biodiesel vehicles since 2003, from my big blue Sprinter to my little yellow Bug. But I've been driving for 30 years, and I've used my share of oil. But then there's the ever omnipotent and always in my face fact of plastic, even on the laptop I ride upon. And yes, that comes from the hole in the bottom of the sea. So this Thursday, I will sacrifice my lovely, long, brown, curly locks, my sexy identity, so I might donate my hair to the mats that are being collected as a way to absorb the oil in the Gulf Coast, to show not only my need to be part of the solution, but my solidarity with the soldiers who we have sacrificed not to defeat, but to secure our greatest enemy and nemesis of all time, oil. It's just crude. This past weekend was a diligent effort for me to do something, engage, to contribute to the solution side of the scale, to participate and make offerings that lighten our load, point us in the right direction, give us hope, remind us of our collective power and consciousness, and there were many comrades in arms. The appearance of Earth activists and songwriters Joanne Rand and Diane Patterson at the Casper Community Center on Friday night was the epitome of prayer. Every song they sang and drumbeat that Claudia Page sent through our hearts was a prayer for the well-being of all. This was a gentle, spiritually fierce gathering to soothe the aching heart and soul, and we were fed dinner by two women of El Salvador and Mexico whose flavors connected us to the families to the south who, like many indigenous cultures, are suffering the kind of oppression and violence barely any of us can comprehend. And to those migrant workers who have the courage and stamina to make the terrifying journey across the border only to be confronted with sickening racism, we stand in solidarity and gratitude for their hard, hard, hard work. We then had the great honor of having Ms. Rand stay at our house, and I woke to her writing a poem downstairs, which would that very night become a song that she sang at the grassroots radio conference held this past weekend in Garberville, hosted by our sister station, KMUD. She wrote the song Prayers for the Redwoods, not only because she was inspired by the second growth stands outside her window in our front yard, but for the occasion of the 20th anniversary of the bombing of Earth First activists Judy Barry and Daryl Cherney, which was the conference's highlight, all-star tribute and memorial, Saturday night at the Vets Hall in Garberville. Alicia Littletree, who was 17 when she sat in her first tree, stood before us, former paralegal and most valuable player in the historic civil rights trial that found the FBI and Oakland police guilty of violating Barry and Cherney's civil rights and awarded them $4 million. Now, Alicia is a mother and student in Berkeley. She spoke passionately and emotionally of her time with the likes of Judy Barry, organizer, activist, and visionary. Alicia's rendition of Celia Ostro's O California was a glorious, moving tribute to the bond these two women shared. And then followed the reunion of Daryl Cherney, Francine Allen, and Namaya singing, You Can't Clear Cut Your Way to Heaven, and Where Are We Gonna Work When the Trees Are Gone, and the Earth First anthem, No Compromise, in defense of Mother Earth. We saw the premiere of a documentary that Mr. Cherney has gotten halfway through, giving us the sound and visual of the best of beautiful Judy Barry, bullhorn in hand, blockading bulldozers, and portraits of her giving her deposition while she was being ravished by breast cancer. That was empowering, inspiring. I think it had to do with sacrifice, because Judy Barry basically and literally gave her life to defend and unite the forest and its workers. And she was so influential that when labor and environment joined forces in 1999 to shut down the World Trade Organization in Seattle, that coalition was grown from the seed that Judy planted. Simultaneously, the grassroots radio conference empowered and educated us on the many benefits, strategies, and futures of community radio, while at the same time, back at the Casper Community Center that we had initiated into the sacred Friday night, the Mayan shaman Martine Prechtel, author of Secrets of Talking Jaguar, had come to give workshops based on his traditions, and he reminds us of what makes us a human being. Quote, the willingness to sing one another free. This is Sherry Glazer. Love.
No compromise, no compromise, independence.